My friends, I'm gonna be honest here. This is not a fun video series to make. In day two of this series on hell, the first thing that comes to mind is, man, I loved talking about purgatory. I do not like talking about hell. This is a serious topic, and I'm almost bracing myself just to talk about the things I'm gonna share today. In yesterday's video, we talked about how hell is a gift, and it's a gift because it means we have a choice. It's not a gift in itself. The gift is the choice, that we have the freedom to accept or reject God. In today's video, I want to talk about what does St. Alphonsus Liguori say on that book on hell. Now, it's a very short book, but it captures everything that we need to know. So here goes. I'm just going to read it because it's just too much for me, and it's very difficult to think about. But I want you to meditate on this. I want you to share this video with someone that you think might benefit, because we need to tell other people that there are real consequences to the choices that we make. So here goes. Hell is a definite place beneath the earth. It is not just a spiritual realm. It's a real physical place and a spiritual realm. The pains of hell will come both from heat and from cold. The fire will be real, material fire that will have power to cause suffering to your soul. It's not just imaginary. There is real fire in hell. The fires are not metaphorical. There will also be what's called the worm of conscience, constantly eating at you, a constant reminder of why we are there. The demons who have brought us will be there. We will see them. They will mock us for all eternity. The darkness that will be there will be so intense that you can feel it. It will be palpable. Along with that, we will have the eternal feeling of the loss of God. The degrees of suffering all depend on the amount of sin and how long you were in it. Everyone will be punished, but it will be appropriate to your degree of sinfulness. The separation from God that we will feel is perhaps the most terrifying torment, more so than the fires. Our choice is made in this life. Our will is at all times moving in one direction or the other. There is this kind of strange irony that the vision of God and the thought of God will be the thing that in heaven will make us immortal and joy-filled, but it will be the greatest source of torment for those that are in hell. Again, the greatest source of torment for those that are in hell is the thought of God. They will see God's goodness and how unworthily they spurned it. Among other things, hell is eternal, irreversible. You can never change it. Those in hell will not or ever will forget why they are there. And they will specifically know how. They will know exactly how many sins they committed. They will know exactly how many times God tried to reach out. And that thought will never, ever leave them. You will have perfect memory, unfortunately, when you are in hell. However, they will be completely and they will feel forgotten by us. They will feel the separation. And we will be consumed up in heaven. So we're not going to think so much about hell, if at all. They will have seen the elect, but only at their judgment. And then it will be like this vague memory that will torment them when they are in hell. Their will, now that God has allowed it to be so, will be set on evil because of their own choosing. Because of their suffering, they will be filled with hatred towards God, towards everyone else there, even to the point of wishing to bring other people into hell. Because of the envy of what they're suffering, they're going to want others to feel that same suffering. And that hatred of God will be there, a hatred that they started here on earth. Now, here's a question we can think about. Is this unjust? And the answer is no, but let me explain why. Now, if they were given a second chance, they would make the same choice. That's something that we have to kind of wrap our mind around. That God is so good, God is so merciful, He really did give everyone plenty of chances to make their choice. And those people that are in hell have made their choice, and they are set on evil because they want it that way. And what we don't really understand, what's difficult for people to wrap our minds around, except for those that are in evil, and they're probably not watching this video, unfortunately, is we are choosing as we go along in our life, and we are headed in that direction. So by the time you die, your will is set. in a certain direction. So even if God were to ask them, do you want to choose differently? They would say, no. I don't know why we're so stupid, but apparently we are. And so what we need to think about in light of everything that I've just described, which is you need to just think about it and it's painful to just think about, is we need to help people that are on that way. Because when they're there, it's too late. When someone's about to die is the wrong time to try to help someone. I mean, you should still try to help them. But the right time to try to help someone is now. And if we're honest, we see in our own lives how our choices have been adding up. You know it. Stop denying it. I know it too. I know, for instance, let's say like with like a certain habit, I know that I've been choosing it for a long time. And by the time I die, it is set in absolute stone. So the punishment of hell is absolutely just because I wouldn't choose my decision. Otherwise, I wouldn't change my decision. It would still be the same. The punishment is appropriate and it will never end. Hell is one of those things that there isn't necessarily a lot more to learn, but there is a lot to think about. So there isn't necessarily a lot more information out there, but you need to meditate on the information that's there and let it sink in. Hell is real. It's beneath the earth. It's a real place, real fire. There's demons there. They will torment us. Cold and heat. You'll never forget the number of sins you committed. You'll never forget all the times God tried to reach out to us. You will feel forgotten. You will feel lost. You will feel the darkness. You will hate everything, yourself, others, God, and the punishment is absolutely just. Meditate on that. My friends, I will see you tomorrow in day 3.